Okay, Raghunath Dasa Goswami, today we will see. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as I said, he stayed in Varanasi, right? In whose house?
Chandrasekhar
Acharya's house. And he is to take prasad at?
Tapanvashram.
Yes. Actually, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if you remember in Chaitanya Bhagavat, I told this, what was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was Nimai Pandit, what he used to do?
He used to debate.
Debates. But what he used to do? What was his profession?
To teach.
Yeah, he used to teach. He used to teach grammar, logic. Okay. So once he went to East Bengal. You remember?
Yes.
Hey, you can do this later. Okay, at home, because here you should listen to these pastimes. You can do at home. So he went where?
East Bengal.
So in East Bengal, all of them came, because initially to learn from Nimai Pandit, from all over the place they used to come to study under him. But this time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to East Bengal. So all the people from East Bengal came to study under Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In how many days could they learn under Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? In 2 months they would become scholars. Good. So now, when Nimai did this, that time I had mentioned there was this personality who wanted to know what is the absolute truth. So in his dream it came that you go and see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Who was that person? Okay, one person, he was in search of absolute truth. What is the absolute truth? And what is our goal of life? And that person was guided that you should go and meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in East Bengal. What was that person's name? No. The one in whose house Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took prasad now.
Chandrasekhar.
No, prasad.
Tapan Mishra.
Yes. Tapan Mishra, he went through different sources to find out about the Supreme Lord, but he was not satisfied. So he was praying to the Lord that please send me the right person who can tell me about what is the absolute truth and what is the goal of life. So he was guided by the Lord himself. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went in his dream and told that you come to this place and there you come, you meet me there, I'll guide you there. And so just when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu completed teaching in East Bengal, that time Tapan Mishra came, he did Dandavat Pranam to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he asked all of his questions. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered all of those questions, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, now you go to Varanasi. That time he told to go to Varanasi. In future I will come there.
Yes.
After I go to Vrindavan, he went couple of times to Vrindavan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this time when he goes to Vrindavan, he said, from Vrindavan I'll come to Varanasi. So that is the time he came there and he stayed for 2 months. You remember, he guided Sanatana Goswami also. If you listen properly these stories, you'll get qualities of these Goswamis. You know, that's why we should listen. Thank you. So this So Tapan Mishra, he came, he was guided, and then he went to Varanasi. Then later Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there and he used to take prasad at Tapan Mishra's house. Right? And at that time in Tapan Mishra's house there was he had a son, was a small boy, and his name was Raghunath Bhattacharya. Okay. And Raghunath Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to his house. Raghunath would do all the menial services. He would massage the Lord's feet. He would wash the dishes used by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would do all the services for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This way, Raghunath Bhatta was serving the Lord for as long as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come to their house. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that, he left. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he started growing up. And then as he grew up, he came to Jagannath Puri. He came to Jagannath Puri. At that time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, first 1 minute, let me just go to my notes. So after Nimai guided, he used to do all the services, yes. So after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. So Raghunath Bhat, after he grew up, he decided he will go to Jagannath Puri. So he went walking. So while he went walking, there was this person called Ramdas Mishra, and he was a devotee of Lord Ram. So he came to Raghunath Bhat and he asked, "Can I serve you? Can I take your bags?" So Raghunath Bhat, he never wanted to give service to anyone. But this time Ramdas was going and again and again and again requesting. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu allowed, Raghunath Bhat, he allowed him to carry his bags. And this Ramdas, he would do only one thing. Whole day he would be going on chanting the names of Lord Ram. So finally they both reached the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. That time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very happy with by seeing Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So he blessed him, he embraced him, but he did not bless Ramdas. Although Ramdas was chanting the names of Ram the whole day. Why? Because always the Lord, even if you do devotion throughout the day, he sees what is your mood. And what is the mood of Ramdas? He wanted to become one with Lord Ram. Means what? He wanted to become Bhagavan. That is not our mood. You are understanding?
Yes.
We want to become God. That is wrong. Okay, I'll chant the whole, I'll do all the services. I will do all the menial services. I'll do everything. I want to become God. That is wrong. What is our mood? What mood did Srila Prabhupada teach us? That we should become servants. That we should serve the devotee. Servants, that also if he tells Krishna, "Krishna, I am your servant," Krishna will not care for you. But if you tell, "I am your dasa, dasa, dasanu dasa," and that das, 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 that goes for a long, it's a long line. If you tell that, then Krishna becomes pleased with you. That is, we are dasa, 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 dasa of Srila Prabhupada. Understood? So if we do all our services to please Srila Prabhupada, then Krishna will become very happy with us. So Srila Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not give his mercy to Ramdas Mishra. So that is why we have, and how can we children at this age, how can you serve at this age?
By
chanting. That is the service all of you can do. That is the best service, topmost service. If you, and that also, Krishna, he sees how do you serve. And beating each other and hitting each other, Krishna will not be pleased. We should chant because Krishna gets pleasure if we chant. Now for example, take Sarvesh's name. So suppose I say Sarvesh is so good, or if I go on glorifying him, then you know he will look, he'll put all of his ears and he'll start listening, isn't it? The same way, the moment when we start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, immediately Krishna's ears are here. He listens to you chanting his names. He becomes very happy. So that is why we should chant. And if you chant very nicely, then that, no, if you, there are, you know, there are different types of chanting. Mobile chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Rama Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna. That's all, that's called mobile chanting. Okay, like that there are different types of chanting, newspaper chanting. This is all Bhakti Brihad Bhagavat Maharaj taught. Okay, so these are different types of chanting. But this chanting doesn't please Krishna. Chanting then, today what is there? Today shall I eat pav bhaji or should I eat pizza? What I should eat? That all is, so this way we have different things in our mind. But that doesn't please Krishna. So same way, now Raghunath Bhatta, he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he was serving Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri for 8 months. And then after 8 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Raghunath Bhatta that your parents, that who was Raghunath Bhatta's father?
Tapan Mishra.
And his wife, they are good devotees of mine. So you please go and serve them because they are getting old. Buddhas, only Buddhas and Buddhis need wall. I thought I am teaching to children. Children means they will not lean on the wall. I am Buddhi, so I am taking help of this. Okay. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Bhat, now you go and serve your parents, and after you serve your parents, then until there, and then you can come back. And he gave some more instructions. He said, every day you should read, you should hear Bhagavadam from a bona fide Acharya. Okay, you should hear Bhagavadam every day, learn Bhagavadam, and he said don't marry. These are the instructions he gave to Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. So Raghunath Bhatt, he went to serve his parents, and so he served them very nicely. And since Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had told an instruction that you should hear Bhagavatam from bona fide acharyas, because sometimes people will sing Bhagavatam very nicely, but you know they may not follow the principles. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told them. So he learnt. Yes. Yes, very good question. Bona fide acharya means Srila Prabhupada always said we come from the bona fide disciplic succession. Means, now see, you are seeing in this altar there are so many photos.
Yes.
Okay. So Srila Prabhupada will not say, I did everything. He will say, I did everything because Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, my guru, wanted me to do this. And then Bhakti Siddhanta will say, my guru wanted to me to do this. Like this, this is a guru parampara. These are the gurus. So it's in this altar, there is from Jagannath Das Babaji, then comes Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then comes Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, then comes Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur, then Srila Prabhupada, and this is Gopal Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He is my spiritual master. Okay, so whatever we are doing is because of the mercy of our gurus. So what will happen? Now suppose I tell you one story. Okay, you will tell the same story to somebody else. And the 10th person will hear a complete different story. Yes or no?
Yes.
Because we put our own masalas. And then by the time the 10th person, whoever hears the story, will hear the different story. But bona fide disciplic succession means what? Whatever. Now, for example, Srila Prabhupada is our guru, right? So, whatever Srila Prabhupada says, we should say exactly those words. No masalas. Then, that is as it is. Srila Prabhupada gave us Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, it is successful. No words here. Exactly how Krishna gave, same way. And that also he didn't write off. He took from the acharyas. Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, then all Baladev Vidyabhushan, from all these acharyas he started writing. Okay, that is why even I, what I do, when I hear from the scriptures, I make notes, then I tell you. I can't tell something what, otherwise I'll tell some different story. Understood? So like that is bona fide. Did you understand? That is why ISKCON is successful. Why? Because of bona fide disciplic succession. Understood? So he said you should learn, because they follow what the guru said. That is an acharya. Acharya means what? Whatever you speak, you follow. I've told that joke so many times, isn't it? You are in this class. This one man, you know, he was preaching. He went everywhere and he was telling all the rules and regulations. So in one of his lectures, his wife was sitting. And in that lecture, he said, masala nahi use karne ka, and kanda lasun nahi use karne ka, whatever we eat, we should offer to the Lord. This all he said. So immediately, she went home and she threw all the vessels in the house and she bought new vessels and she cooked and she offered to the Lord. And in the evening, her husband came. So she offered him that take prasad. So he took the prasad and he started spitting. Hey, what is this? Nothing is there in this. There is no masala, there is nothing. She said, you only told in the lecture, no, that we should have simple food, we should offer to the Lord, and it should not be very spicy and all. So then he said, oh, that is for them. Means what? You give lecture, the lecture is for them, but I don't practice. Prabhupada was not like that. Why Srila Prabhupada was successful? Because he told us to chant 16 rounds, but he used to chant more than 64 rounds. You are understanding what I am talking? That is an acharya. Whoever preaches what he practices. In fact, he practiced more than what he preached. That is why he has opened 500 temples around the world like this. And he has made Chinese, Japanese, Germany. And you name the country, those people chant Maha Mantra. Not only that, all these Bhagavatam verses they speak. They give lectures. This is the greatness of Srila Prabhupada. Thank you. Very good question for bona fide. Is it clear now?
Yes.
So that's an acharya. Okay. So from bona fide disciplic succession, you should learn Srimad Bhagavatam. So Raghunath exactly followed. He served his parents. He learned Bhagavatam. And you know what? There are 18,000 verses in Srimad Bhagavatam. And he learned Srimad Bhagavatam in three tunes. the full Bhagavatam, he could, yeah, the whole, all 18,000 verses, in three tunes he learnt, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And then, after all this, and after some years, his parents, they went back home, back to Godhead. At that time, on the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Bhatta, he came back to Jagannath Puri. Yes. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is the son of Tapan Mishra. Raghunath Bhatta. Tomorrow I will say Raghunath Das. So Raghunath Bhatta, he learnt Bhagavatam in three tunes and then he went to Jagannath Puri again. So when he went to Jagannath Puri, again he served Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for many years, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave an instruction, now you go to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, you should go and serve Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. Go and serve Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami and be in their shelter. So Raghunath Bhatta Goswami went to Vrindavan, and yesterday I told Rupa Goswami got, wait, let me see from here who answers, okay, 1 minute. Rupa Goswami got one deity yesterday, I told, he was searching, wait, he was searching for the deity and he got that deity, that he got the deity. What is that deity's name?
Radha.
Radha? Haan, it is Radha Govinda. Radha is, it's Radha Govinda. Yes, which deity it is?
Radha Govinda.
He got Radha Govinda deities. So, now this Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, he used to serve Radha Govinda every day. And one more, he had a very beautiful quality. What was that quality? Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would cook, whatever he would cook, it was like nectar. It was so nice. And when he stayed with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, every day he used to cook. And every day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come and eat what Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would cook. Because whatever he cooked was like nectar. Here I wanted to stress, please keep those coloring pages inside. Whatever Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would cook, that was very nectarian. So, does Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu see what is the content what you are cooking? He sees your consciousness. With how much love you cook. The Lord, he sees the love in what you cook. He doesn't see, what you are offering. He will see your love, how much love. And Raghunath Bhatta Goswami did with lot of love. And so that is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always ate at his house. And moreover, it is said, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would sing very nicely. He would sing, I told na, he sang Srimad Bhagavatam in three different tunes. It is said that he was like a cuckoo bird. That sweet Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would sing. This is how he would sing. And he sang for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. And when he was in Vrindavan, he would sing and all the Goswamis would enjoy when Raghunath Bhatta Goswami would sing. And he would serve Radha Govinda deities. How? By cooking every day for the deities. So this is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu served. And one more instruction Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him is, you chant the whole day. 24 hours. 24 hours you should chant Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. You should chant 24 hours and you should sing Bhagavatam all the time. So these are the instructions Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. So these were the pastimes of Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami. And you know where they used to stay? Yes, below every tree, below, this is how Raghunath Bhatta Goswami used to stay. In Vrindavan, they used to sleep in Vrindavan on the floor. Below every tree, today this tree, tomorrow that tree, the day after tomorrow that tree. They didn't have this nice bungalow to stay. They stayed below every tree, and you know in Vrindavan it is extremely cold in winter and it's extremely hot. But they never cared. Below every tree one day. That's how Sanatana Goswami, that's how Rupa Goswami, all of this. It is said the Nidra Hara Vihara Kadi Vijitau. That is, you know how many hours they used to sleep? Only 1 hour. 1 or 2 hours, that's all. The whole day they would discuss Radha Krishna's pastimes. They would sleep. And that time, mostly they will not sleep also. Sometimes they will sleep for 1 or 2 hours. That's all. This is how the Goswamis used to live in Vrindavan. Yes. Srila Raghunath Bhatta Goswami ki. Okay. So this